councils cannot continue to be treated as an afterthought in the development of the delivery of an anti-poverty strategy. They have to be part of it. Recommendation 1 is particularly important because it recognises what many of us already know. Local government and community planning partnerships must be firmly embedded at the heart of delivery. Councils understand their communities. They know where the pressures exist. They know the local organisations delivering real change on the ground, and they have already demonstrated their ability to bring agencies and communities together in practical, effective ways. If we're serious about tackling poverty, then councils must be centrally involved in shaping, coordinating and delivering that work, and that must come with proper support and proper resources. Councils cannot continue carrying additional financial burdens without sustainable funding from central government. 80% of council income is solely from rate collection, and that must pay the bills. Rate collection must pay the wages of our brilliant council staff and the services they deliver. The report rightly calls for multi-year ring-fence funding arrangements that move away from short-term firefighting and allow councils and community organisations to properly plan ahead. That is essential. My apologies. Because tackling poverty cannot rely on yearly uncertainty. Late funding allocations are forcing local governments to absorb increasing pressures through already stretched rate bases. Properly resourcing councils would allow them to continue delivering vital support, ease the impact of the cost of living crisis on families, and strengthen preventative services and build long-term sustainable interventions that break cycles of poverty.